Welcome back to Infinite Ultra. This is your DM, Aaron Chindahedi. Join me in Prima, land of the hero, home of the strange. And now, to the recap.
Well, hello there, Nova. How is it going on the outside?
You know, it's been interesting. I've been filling my days with, volunteering at the hospital and doing that. I did get to speak with not Jocelyn per se, but the next best thing, which is Shadow. We spoke of Enoch and the rug and those darn ninja cats that I'm going to have to track down eventually.
Excuse me, ninja cats?
So they're not exactly cats, but they're felines of sorts. They're very similar, but they're a little bit bigger. And they were dressed in, like, you know, ninja attire.
Bad ass.
They were very interesting, to say the least. They seemed very strong. I'm interested to talk to them, at least. But Enoch's been, you know, seems to be doing good. He's thriving in the apothecary. I just wish that he would be able to speak some more. And Bart is taking us to some very kind lady who we give money to, and then she throws hot dogs on the ground that we're supposed to eat. I'm not 100% sure about this. I'm not 100% sold on this idea.
Yeah, that sounds definitely normal. Yep, 100% normal.
Yes. And then I will say that when we saw Veronica, she seemed to have had some good occurrence happen to her. She spoke of some lucky flower and tarot cards. And I'm not 100% sure, but I think she had a good encounter. I think we're all getting a little bit closer. And I like this idea of having friends to be around.
Friends are nice.
It's always nice to have somebody you can count on. Outside of gods, you know.
Yeah, because we all have friends who are gods. That's a totally normal thing for everybody. Yep. Uh-huh. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Thanks for the update. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Really, yeah, it's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. I'm here to serve mostly everybody else, but also you too. So, all right. Well, enjoy the rest of the world. Click.
Oh.
So you guys, in some combination of absent or present, are generally within the vicinity of the apothecary, which I guess is home base. I think we've established that pretty well at this point. So you guys are hanging out at the apothecary. I'm kind of curious, obviously, Veronica, you've got a job working with your parents. Bart, do you actually do anything to help the apothecary, or do you just, like, fuck off on a branch?
I was just thinking about that, and I was curious, in the apothecary, when you do, like, your interactions with customers, do you have, like, a computer you do that through?
Just like a cash register.
Okay. So, Bart, during his free time, with his newfound money from this job, Bart would like to buy a computer and start... I need an excuse for why I have a one in computer knowledge now.
Why do you have a wooden computer?
Because Bart's really smart, and he's like, hey, this would be fun. Like, so okay, I want to build a website for the apothecary.
It was a computer built when he was still Siegfried.
Okay.
He forced Siegfried to do it. That was part of the arrangement.
I was like, you keep that out of the main room, though, because that kind of messes with the aesthetic here. Unless you put, like, some beers and steampunk that shit up, that can't be down here.
I'm going to say it seems like Siegfried would be the person to buy like a laptop to watch porn on or something like that.
Oh, that's what it's going to be used for later.
That's probably how I got my one in computers, because I had to like fix it after Siegfried used it.
But really, it's just like bird habitat videos, just live feeds of bird habitats.
Yeah. Or it's like, what is it, Planet Earth or whatever, just like watching all these little critters run around. Okay, so you're making like a web store. You're running like an e-commerce like point for the apothecary.
Yeah, I'm seeing if I can get people to just bring me hot dogs. Like, that's the end game here. And french fries and stuff like
that. Okay, so you're stepping up to hot dog mogul, and your first step is apothecary, like, IT.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. I was just thinking we could sell the shiny shit you find, but I guess a website is fine as well.
No, I'm probably going to spend a lot of time on eBay. Like, some of the people coming in that you think are your customers are actually just there to, like, bring me shiny shit that I trade them other shiny shit for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get like the other country denomination coins like in the by the box.
Oh no, we're going crow coins. Crow coins. It's like it's like doggy coin, but in this game.
Oh my god! Okay.
Jesus, I can't get
I always thought it was Dogecoin.
I thought it was Dogecoin too.
Man, yeah, they keep talking about it in the video game chat, and I am
so
like,
much.
All right, all
so
right.
Much. Part of me wants to say like create a stonks. Chat just specifically.
yeah but okay, so oh my
sorry
God.
The middle image of eventually a bird, like on a laptop just like building a website is very strange, but that's fine.
The question is do you peck the keys or do you use like 1 foot to like type?
It's or do you wing it? Well, because I usually have a cigarette in my mouth, so it's probably a lot of jumping around with my feet and like occasionally like pecking the space bar or something.
Got it. Okay. So okay. I'm down with this. Right. So, you know, at some point in this game, I think Bart's going to end up inventing favor so that he can get hot dogs. anyways, woo, that went longer than I was expecting. Nova, what about you? Are you assisting with the apothecary, or are you just kind of chilling with the church stuff and just kind of using that as like a pad?
No, I mean, I had said before, like, I would help out whatever needed with the apothecary, like offering to, I know Enoch is there, but offering to help like move any heavy things or things like, and I think I would default to cleaning a lot.
I like the sound of that. I think maybe you taught Enoch how to clean, and then Lucinda taught him how to do all the plant stuff, but he focuses on that and he cleans when you're gone. So I like the sound of that. You're mostly the hired muscle that also sweeps really
and,
good.
In my off times, I'm a candy striper, but which is where all my cleaning skills come from. But I will organize the shelves as well because Nova's kind of anal attentive about that stuff, so.
Like Kia, I don't know why the term candy striper makes me deeply uncomfortable.
That's weird.
That's interesting.
There's something about it. Like, I think my brain like attaches that to
a
like
horror movie?
Strippers for sick people. I don't know.
You think of those naked candies. They're stripping.
I don't know. I made mummy strippers in the last campaign. I think that my brain is just broken and rotten. So, okay. So,
much like Veronica, a mummy stripper.
Yeah, much like a mummy stripper. Wow, that's dark.
Sorry.
Veronica, do you hang at the apothecary generally, or are you just kind of in and out here and there just to like visit and talk about plants?
Yeah, I mean, I work at my parents', heavy quotes, mm-hmm. work at my parents' thing. And so I do that sometimes. And if I have time, I'll go down. Because like I said before, Lucinda and I bonded over plants.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I just kind of, if she needs help preparing some things, maybe I kind of pick up some of that and I kind of help her do some of that. And I don't know. She wants me to.
Yeah. So on any given day, you guys could all collectively be there. And it doesn't sound weird logically. And that's ultimately why I walked through this 15-minute long bit.
It's taking us a long time to get back into the flow of this. So
yeah, no, it's okay.
Lucinda's just stressed out. I'm like, do I have to pay these people now? Like, all these people are like doing stuff. Like, just trying to figure out how to pay people. It's like, nobody comes in here to buy stuff ever.
No, they just deliver things, which is super weird because I did not order them.
She's like, God, do I have to provide like insurance? Like, what is this?
God, superhero insurance. Okay, yeah, so yeah, all that basically was just kind of like character-y stuff, but I also I kind of wanted to see if we were going to have to walk through that same thing like the first time around where it's like, okay, is Veronica just going to know where we're going and then go over there? So I wanted to streamline we'll those questions a little bit.
Plot yeah. be there, you know.
Look, man, it's plot assembly. You guys are there. We have established backstories as to why yes. you're there, and now we can just
I mean,
move
I have an apartment above the together. Apothecary, so.
Yeah, you and Bart are the, well, and Lucinda, are the most normal ones as far as, like, having the place. And then Veronica, like, actually has a house, so, like, I don't know. And Bart has, like, a treasury, I guess. Anyways, so you guys are hanging out at the Apothecary doing your business, which, you know, I would imagine this place probably isn't huge. So it's maybe a little bit crowded, but not too, too bad. Enoch is out in the back, you know, taking care of plants and stuff as best as he can. He's still practicing the very gentle, like, touch the leaves. And so you guys are kind of hanging out or whatever. And you guys hear kind of a ruckus come back from where Enoch is out in, like, the little greenhouse area. It sounds kind of vaguely familiar, like, you know, the random chick who just kind of, like, hangs out at your apothecary sometimes, Kyoko, you know, dusting up a dust up. Fuck.
Dusting up a dust up.
Wow, way to no, dust that up.
Doing that thing.
I need more caffeine. Fuck.
All right, bye.
You hear.
In today's
Seriously,
episode.
Can we just go now? It was 8 minutes long, and they did fucking nothing. I'm down for it. We'll release that, and then the next day release the last three quarters. I'll be like, just kidding. Here's the real thing. That sounds like something we could do. So anyways, yeah, you hear a ruckus coming from the greenhouse behind the apothecary. So that's where we start the game. We're now playing the game. Play away. We
Hark,
got there.
What was that I hear from the garden? Okay. I will go look at it. I'm just kidding. All right, I'm ready.
No, you need to do that. So good.
It sounds as if there's a ruckus out back.
I think Bart's got like...
Mayhap, I'll come help you investigate it. What? I'll go out back and see what's going on.
This is going so good.
I, too, will journey into the backyard to investigate the noise.
Sweet. Okay. Nobody want to join us? Because right now it's me and Bart going to the back.
Look, you guys are pals. It's fine. we are going to... You guys walk out the back door and see in the greenhouse is Enoch. And you see that Kyoko is, like, draped on his back, like a piggyback style sort of thing, except it doesn't look like he, like, volunteered for this sort of thing. And you see that she is, like, pushing buttons all, like, on his, like, chest and on his head and, like, turning dials. And anything that she can find that, like, you can, like, fiddle with, she is, like, fiddling with it. And Enoch is just kind of, like, spinning, like, slowly in a circle, just kind of, like, not really sure what to do because he doesn't want to flip her off, it seems like, but he also doesn't want her to, like, push all of his buttons and stuff. So he just, like, seems deeply confused and uncomfortable right now. And yeah, that is the sight that you guys see is Kyoko just, man, there's no good way to say this. Okay.
Fondling
doing stuff
him.
to Enoch.
Fondling yeah. his mouth.
Right. Pushing his buttons. I was definitely yeah. going to a consent type joke. I'm like,
me too. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of statements in my brain.
And nobody knows how to say it. It's just like,
just said no to every single one of them. So yeah. Okay. So she is doing stuff to Enoch.
So
fly into her face.
Yeah. About to say Nova's going to come up with Bart and like grab the back of her shirt and pull her off of him. Like, you don't do yeah. this kind of thing.
Yeah, you pull her off. She's not super well attached to it because obviously her hands are fondling things. So you're pretty easily able to just like pull her off, and you just like hold her by the back of her shirt like a kitten. And she just kind of like wiggles around, and eventually she kind of quits and she just kind of hangs limp. And she's like, wow, I had to try. He's just not doing anything. Look at him. He's like playing with plants. I don't know. He's lazy. Look at him.
He works really hard.
I go over to Enoch and I'm like, Enoch, are you okay?
He kind of like looks around at his body and looks at you and just shrugs and says,
Enoch?
Great.
Show us where the mean lady touched you.
He just starts pointing everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, he actually, as he's doing that, you see, like, he kind of like flips his hand really fast when he's like starts to point at his head, and he knocks like one of the dials on his head. And as he does so, you guys hear kind of like a bing sound from like a microwave come out of his chest. And he like gets startled and he looks down at his chest, and you see that the door of the microwave, it's not actually a microwave. I just want to be sure about saying this. It just looks a lot like a microwave. So, yeah. So the door of the microwave seems to turn opaque and kind of turn to a screen. It turns white and like glowy. And then the glowing kind of subsides and it's more, you know, you can look at it a little bit easier. And it looks like a map of kind of the area of Prima in which you guys exist in general. And you see where you guys are of Freeport. And you see off into like the corner of his little map. Anyway, so in the corner, you see where you guys know is Prima. It's really the only other big city in the area. But you guys see a little ping pop up in Prima, like a little red circle with like the radiating things. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a ping.
Yeah, it's a ping. It's not a bing. It's a ping.
A ping.
It's very specific. Yes. It does not help you search. It is the search. Okay. Results. So you, yes, it's the, God damn it. It is a ping. And he like looks down at it and like kind of tries to crane his neck a little bit extra to see it, but you can tell that he gets the gist of what is going on. And then he looks up at you guys and he points at his chest, and he just kind of like looks around for a moment, and I would imagine just sees a lot of blank expressions about like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. So yeah, that's, you guys see a lit up chest, the map chest.
Wait, chest map ping. Yep. Got it. Okay.
Yep.
And I'll kind of like shake Kyoko for a second. I'm like, what did you do?
I don't know, but it's awesome. I'm really down for this. Sweet.
What is this exactly?
I don't know. Well, I mean, he's supposed to find the other sentinel, so maybe that's a sentinel.
Maybe it's a hot dog. We should go.
Maybe it's a hot dog.
Can I? So I'm going to ask Enoch, I was like, can you zoom in?
He looks down and he grabs like the dial on the side that like on a microwave would like control the time or whatever, like the old ones. And he like twists it and he tries the other way and it doesn't seem to do anything. And he just kind of shrugs. But he looks around him and he walks over to like one of the shelves that has a bunch of plants on it, and he grabs something and he walks over to Bart and he hands Bart a penny, and then he points at his chest and he hands you a penny.
I quickly grab the penny and tuck that away into my pocket dimension. And then I would like to use my newfound computer skill to see if I can figure out how his chest works.
Sure. Give it a shot. We'll say D6s.
It's not a microwave, easy. But wait, everything about it is
a microwave.
It's like a microwave. D6s?
Your yeah. facial expressions.
I have to be specific, you guys.
Are cracking me up, Kim.
I got an 8, and my skill's only a 6, so I lost by 2.
Okay. You think it's a microwave. You expect a hot dog to come out of it at any moment. Honestly, the map is just getting in the way of you seeing the hot dog, and you don't really know how to feel about that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's some internal conflict there.
Looks like just a ping to me, y'all.
And I'll ask Enoch, and I'm like, is it okay if I touch your map real quick?
Ooh.
Why does that sound so dirty? Yeah.
I didn't mean for it to.
At least she asked for consent.
She did.
She did. Sorry, Enoch looks at you and nods his head.
And then he points at
Bart, and then he points at the ping on his chest, and he kind of just like gives this little like get a move on sort of motion. But he also lets you do his thing.
Are we supposed to put the coin in Bart's chest or something? I mean, Enoch's chest? Like a candy machine?
Enoch, do you want me to go check that out real quick?
And he nods his head.
I guess I'll be back, but it costs more than a penny for these services, buddy.
And he holds up a finger, and he points at Veronica, and as if to say, like, wait and see if this does something first. Up to your thing.
I was just going to see if it's like a touchscreen and I could like zoom in with my fingers, like honestly on the map instead of using the knobs. I don't know. I don't know what this is. I'm just going to like my phone be like, oh, can I zoom in with my fingers? Does that work?
When you do that, it does zoom in, and then you see Enoch kind of like double up and like shake a little bit, and then you hear that like playback sound of like a recorded laugh track. So he like is doubled over laughing, and then he like kind of like seizes up a little bit, and he like looks like he's about to sneeze or something. He kind of does this build up sort of motion, and then he snaps his head forward, and you guys just hear a bunch of static come out of his like radio head. We are not sponsored by Radiohead. You see he like really quickly reaches out and snatches Bart and grabs Veronica's hand, and as like he is sneezing, and the next thing all of you know, you are standing on a road in Prima. And he releases the two of you as if to be like, oh, sorry. And he just says,
Enoch.
Huh.
And you see the map on his chest has like zoomed in from like when you did the bloop with your fingers. Mm-hmm. That's a good radio thing that I just did.
Wait, are we all there? So it's fine.
Yeah, you are all there, including Kyoko, who's hanging from Nova's hand still like a kitten. At a certain point, she starts kind of like kicking her feet like a little kid. Like, that's stupid.
I'll let her down.
Okay. Enoch, how'd you do that, buddy?
He looks around and he shrugs and he says,
Enoch?
So we're on a road. Is there anything around us?
Yeah, you guys are on the road.
And we were at the ping that was on his map, right?
You would think so, yes. It's not as like super specific as to like a specific cross street where that ping is. You guys just know that it's in a general area in Prima. So you guys see like in the zoomed in version that you guys are roughly where you would assume this ping is. I don't think that most of you were like super familiar with Prima. I think Nova has probably spent a fair amount of time there, and obviously Bart has spent a substantial amount of time, so he could probably point out like on a map where you were, because he's literally seen the bird's eye view of the city. But outside of that, you guys, you figure you're kind of roughly in the area of the ping. But as to what is around you, it seems like a pretty normal street, kind of a quieter, like suburby kind of area. There's like little shops, and you guys can see down the way there starts to be some housing. So like the right side of you guys, like down the street is a school, and you see a bunch of kids like running around being kidsy and stuff.
Being kidsy. I get it. It's a thing.
Yeah, they're kidding.
I don't know how I feel about that, to be honest.
I don't either. I said it and I don't know how to feel. Not good, really, but in general, we're just going to move along.
This has been an interesting day.
It has been, yes. I think I'm broken.
Bye.
Unless you guys want to do something specific, I will say let's get some perception checks.
I literally was going to ask if I could do a perception.
On what tier? Yeah.
Perfect. We'll say D4s. This is a fairly simple one.
I failed by one.
I won by three. I got a four. I had to beat a seven.
Oh, baby.
Nice.
Okay. Your perception is so high.
I see everything.
I'm a bird. I can see good.
Veronica.
I failed by one.
Okay. So some truly astronomical successes and some very mediocre failures. yeah. So I guess, Bart, you probably just kind of hop up and fly around knowing, you know, your way around Prima. And you can pretty much easily piece together that you are like kind of off to the side. Not like you're not really that close to the center of Prima, which is kind of the main action hub where, you know, the superhero tower and all that kind of stuff is. You guys are, you know, probably like halfway into a sector. I'm not going to sit here and insult myself and say I remember which sectors are which. So we'll just throw out sector 7, because that's where you guys were at the beginning of the last campaign. How about that? So anyways, you are somewhere in the middle of sector 7. You and Lucinda both, as you are like looking towards the school to your right, both realize that there is another sentinel holding a stop sign at the school. And as you're watching, he kind of like walks out with a bunch of little kids and holds a sign, and all the little kids go traipsing along behind him, and a car comes and stops, and he's like, oh, 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 and like gets kind of up in their face a little bit. And once the kids are done walking by, he walks back to the school and motions the car to move along.
I'm going to go land on the stop sign.
Okay, that was quick. yeah, you. I don't think we even need to roll for anything. You're pretty good at landing on things because you're a bird. You land on the stop sign. Yeah, because you're a bird. And as you go, like, fly over and land on it, Enoch kind of catches, like, the drift of what is going on here, and he starts walking over towards the sentinel as well.
Oh, I'll follow.
Excuse me, sir.
He looks at you. And you just hear kind of like a kind of digital weird sound. I'm going to have to put something in there. Fuck. I don't know how to make that sound. I have a human mouth.
I can record my laser cutter making noises. It sounds perfect for that.
There you go. or get the old like modem sound and just like splice bits of it.
Oh, God, memories.
Yeah. But yeah, it just makes some kind of digital robot-y noise at you. And like looks at you on his stop sign.
Yeah, I don't speak that. Look, we're looking for a ping.
And it just stares at you and shrugs, and it sees another car coming, and it tries to like gently shoo you off the sign.
I flap my wings furiously, but don't move.
It kind of like is startled by that. So as you guys are like walking up to this, the bird now, not the bird, god damn it, the sentinel now startled by the bird that is on his sign, happens to look over and catches sight of Enoch, and all of a sudden he just like stops paralyzed, and Enoch just kind of like halts as if startled by this reaction to him, and you guys see that the sentinel, which I do a great job of describing these things, is blue. It's blue. Looks almost exactly like Enoch, but like somehow less well built, you would assume. It has less like embellishments on him, and his microwave chest that is totally not a microwave has less buttons, and is like kind of looks more like it's made out of plastic instead of metal. But you see this, you know, big blue robot start to like change hue a little bit from like the feet up. It starts to turn red, and you guys see this color red start kind of like slowly rising up its body, and Enoch looks really alarmed and kind of like looks at you guys, and he points at the sentinel, and he looks at Kyoko, and he like shakes her and like points at the sentinel, and she's like, I mean, I'm really glad that we found a sentinel, but what?
I think that's
bad. What do you
want? I think that's bad.
Red, generally bad. I think we can all agree with that. How about that? Red, bad.
Are there any children around?
Yes, there are quite a lot of children. They're waiting on, you know, that side of the street where the sentinel is. It seems like this is like a school letting out, so they're starting to filter away, but there are still a lot of children around.
I think we need to get the sentinel away from the children. Something seems to be happening.
Sir, could you calm down? Would you like a penny?
It doesn't seem to register your voice. It is still standing very, very still, slowly turning red.
I'm gonna run up to it.
Okay. How close? Like, are you trying to like grab this thing or?
I wanted to kind of scoop it up and run it away and say, I don't want to hurt you. I just want to help the children.
Okay. You run up to this thing, and like kind of go to do some kind of scooping motion, which I'm sorry, this is just very Nadpod. You're trying to scoop and I love it. Give me a physical defense check.
On what tier?
We'll say D8s. These are 10s. D8s. I should have organized my dice before.
And you said what?
Sorry.
Physical defense.
Physical defense.
Physical defense, yes. I had to...
Oh, no.
Shouldn't that be good for you?
No, it's not good for me.
Okay. It succeeded by 2.
I failed by 5.
Oops. Oh, boy.
Ouch.
Oochie. I'm going to be like, I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you. We're just here to help.
Yeah, so you come running up to it, and like right as you get within arm's reach of it, its arm just like snaps out and grabs you, and like the second it makes contact with you, it starts like the whole arm just turns red, and you see that this like spread has sped up dramatically, and within like a second it has like engulfed the rest of this sentinel, and in this kind of crackly like a really bad radio station that's getting picked up from way too far away, you just hear this really sinister chuckling, like just kind of slowly pour out of this robot. And now we roll initiative.
Yikes. Why are we saving these things again?
I don't know. I don't know what we're doing at all.
I don't understand what's happening anymore. Oh, it's just 1d20, right, that we roll for initiative? I rolled an 18.
I rolled a 20.
We want the lowest number.
Well, I'm on a sign that says stop, and that's kind of overridden my brain a little.
6.
I got a 4.
Ooh, even better.
Yeah, you are up, Veronica.
Cool. I'm going to throw out a vine and try to wrap it around his leg and try to do leech.
Okay. That sounds
it's
exciting.
It's a robot. I don't know how it's going to work, but...
With difficulty. I believe that is a magical attack, correct?
Mm-hmm. Whereas,
yeah, because leech is magic-y stuff. What do you want to roll
it
with that?
4. Okay, yes. So...
Oh, no.
Oh well, it's a contested check. I don't have to roll for it. It's just a contested check.
That a contested check means we roll against each other.
You roll for it.
Right, no, but I mean, still, it would still be a needed dice to your level. Never mind, I'm fine.
Okay, you sure you know how this works? are you gonna? Well,
welcome to Infinite Ultra!
Because it's soul plus power level versus magical defense.
Yes. So you'll roll to see how low you get under yours, and then I'll roll to see how low I get under magical defense. And then whoever succeeds by the most wins. He lost by 1.
I won by 1.
Oh, there you go. You wrap a plant vine around a mechanical beast. Actually, they're only part mechanical. They actually have organic stuff in there. So you do actually leech some organic-y, juicy stuff. You get some robot juice. Roll to see how much robot juice you get.
Okay. Do I just do the D4s again?
Yes. And you'll add half of the stat that you base that off of. Which I think is soul, I think.
Yes, so I rolled 2 1s, so that's going to be a 4.
Nailed it. All right, cool. 4 will do. And I believe you regain that as well. Which...
Yeah, but does that... Okay, so question with that then. Since I'm already at full health, does that
It'll just raise your health up by however much. We're
like so, temporary.
Yeah, like temporary hit points.
Score. Okay, that's what I was gonna ask.
Right. Yeah, I think it's wicked boring if you can't like get buffer by sucking the life juice out of somebody. So
thank you. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
I don't like the sound of this.
In this case, it's robot juice. I'm just trying to make Kia as uncomfortable as possible right now.
You're succeeding.
So
I have a hold of his leg and I'm like leeching. Does he turn any lesser shade of red?
Not that you are able to discern. He seems to be just as red as he was before, but now his little like square head thing looks from Nova and down at the vine and then right up at you. You see its little like camera lens like face like tighten up as if it was like focusing on you specifically. And you just hear that.
I don't like it. Creepy.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so then we'll move on to it. So it is going to grab. Well, it already has. Okay, so it has a stop sign with a bird on it, and it has protean. I almost said human being, not factual. It has a protean in the other hand,
and a vine attached to its leg.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll 50-50 to see what it does. It has two options. Let's see. Okay, so it is going to attempt to throw Nova at you, Veronica. So, yeah, which it has
sweet
a body stat of that. So, yeah, it succeeds. Let's see. Roll that damage.
Can I kind of like see this happening and go into like a dirty dancing move where I kind of bring my arms up and catch her?
You're She's not gonna very be able large. To catch me.
I know.
Or you can. Oh, I will squish you.
You're gonna get caught, just not comfortably.
Okay.
Yeah, so this thing like bodily picks you up with its one hand, Nova, and then just like does this really very casual almost like toss, but it just absolutely hurls you at Veronica, and you two just like slam into each other. And you will both take 9 damage you both collide and tumble to the ground in a heap of arms and legs. Oh,
maybe do I keep my vine?
Do what?
Do I keep my vine on his leg?
Roll me a body check and see if you can manage to keep a hold of that. We'll say D4s. Yeah, we'll say D4s.
Okay, just a straight body, not like a foot. Oh, I mean, sorry.
Well, it's either that or a curvy body. It's a.
Holy shit!
You broke her. She's broken.
I rolled 2 ones. I like these. This pair of dice is rolling real well for me. So I rolled 2 ones and I tied my body.
Okay. Wow. You got a low body.
I really do.
You
mine's
somehow
as well.
Managed like so it kind of like. I don't know. I have no comparison. So you get a face full of Nova and you just immediately start crumbling, but you manage to have like one hand on this vine and you just keep a hold of it and it like kind of keeps you in position as like the rest of your body just like gets swept out from under you and you collapse onto the ground like face first, but you still have like the vine in the one hand and it's like, yay.
Okay. I say it's that extra 4 points that I got from it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got the robot juice really strengthened it up.
Yeah.
So, cool, great. So that will be the Sentinel's turn. It threw Nova, and like as it like kind of sweeps her away, it turns its head at you, Bart, on the stop sign, and just like does that same kind of like zoom in with the face again. And you are suddenly feeling very nervous about standing on a thing that it's holding in its hand.
I'm just a bird, buddy. I'm just a bird. I don't know these people.
And we'll move on to Lucinda.
I want to try to invade mind this robot.
Oh.
See what's going
interesting.
On.
Interesting.
Or at least try to see if maybe I can tell who's laughing.
Okay. Is that against
magical
defense, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Magic.
What dice are you rolling?
Oh, fours.
Fours? Okay. I am curious to see how this works. Oh shit!
I lost by one.
It rolled a two, so yeah, it succeeded.
God damn it!
Yeah, no, two ones. I kind of wanted it to lose. Just I want to see what happens there.
Let's roll again. Let's see what happens.
Okay, let's go. I still tied.
Oh, bitch! I won by one that time.
No,
I rolled a three that time.
It won.
Anyway, okay. Fuck. Okay, I'll try again. What are the kids doing? Are the kids just waiting to cross the street?
Some of them are kind of behind the sentinel, but they are obviously aware of what is happening at this point. Obviously, this has all happened very quickly. And a couple of the kids that are stand behind it as if they were like waiting for their turn to go, like start like cheering, like yeah, fight. A bunch of the other much smarter children have like run back into the school, but there's probably still another dozen or so children that are around in general. Some of them are very intrigued by what is happening, and some of them are just kind of like, yeah, whatever.
Okay. I would like to try to corral the children because I don't know if it's going to be like a bomb, like he's going to blow up. I'm just going to try to scoot them back.
Okay.
If I can do that.
Okay, so you're going to run across the street avoiding the sentinel, I'm assuming. Okay.
Yes. Kids, get over here.
Yeah, you see.
Follow the weird lady. Follow the weird lady.
Yeah, give me a soul check. We'll say DeForest just to see how many of these kids you can get.
Why do I feel like Lucinda would have like rock candy in her pot? Like,
I had never considered it before, but am down for that. I like that.
That makes me more creepy, but that's fine. I lost by two.
Okay, so you get a couple of kids that are like, okay, well, there's an adult, sure, I guess. But they come over and they're like, they stand up full arms width away, or arms reach away from you, like, stranger danger.
That's fine. Let's just back up a little. You can still watch the fight. Just back up a little bit, just in case.
Well, I had premium seats before, but now I don't. Okay, but yeah, sure. Do you at least have popcorn or something? Or... like rock candy, sure. Or
what's in my pocket?
Or rock candy.
I'm a kid from the 1940s.
Oh, look, I actually do have some rock candy. You have some Warner
originals. My grandma always has Warner originals.
I'm not a grandma. That's fine. Thank you. Back She's up. Like, just kind of pushing them. And I'll just send Kit to get close to kind of give some advantage with flanking and stuff.
Okay, so you'll send him like to the backside of the sentinel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nip at the heels, Kit.
Kit is...
Oh, shit, I should have used Kit to get the kids away. Fuck!
Yeah, the kids seem pretty entertained by this tiny little fox creature. And they're so the ones that were not cheering for the fight are suddenly like, oh my goodness, look at it. It's so cute. It's so busy. And they like play with the little ears.
You can all pet the fox once this is over.
Okay.
Now back up.
All right.
That's my turn.
Hey, sounds like a good turn. So we'll move on to the duo Kyoko and Enoch, who I rolled together. So they are going to do some stuff. Kyoko is going to turn around and just kind of give Enoch like the two fingers to the eyes and just like point straight down as if to say like, you stay here. And she is going to turn around and sprint towards this sentinel with her petrified shark with the jangly chain once again. And you guys see her make some kind of motion with her hand and her like crazy circuit tattoos kind of shimmer, and you see some invisible force around her as she dives straight into this fight. And she's going to get her character sheet pulled up on my computer so I can remember her shit. She was gonna swing at the robot. Oh yeah, this fucking sentinel. Like, she swings the shark at the sentinel, and with the free hand that just chucked Nova, just without really moving very far, just kind of moves over and just, like, stops this shark with, like, the palm of its hand, and it looks at her and just shakes its head, doing that creepy little laugh, and she kind of looks a little perturbed by this. She's got, like, a little sweat drop that suddenly, like, rolls down her face, and she says... Oh boy, and we'll move on to Nova.
You wanted to find this guy? What's wrong with you?
Normally it goes a lot better than this.
So I'll stand up.
Yeah.
And kind of turn back to the sentinel, seeing that Lucinda is working on getting the kids away. And I will walk up to it and I guess I'll be like, listen, salutations. You're here to help. I know it doesn't seem like it at first, but we're just here to help you. Please don't hurt anyone. Please.
You just hear this very faint in response to that.
I will. Can I try to like grapple?
Sure, you can try.
Yeah.
That is a. Is it like just check. An
athletics check? Okie dokie. Yes. And I get to claim the tier that it's on?
Yes, indeed.
Okie dokie. I will roll. So eights.
Eights? Okay. Cool. Oh, wow.
Oh, fuck.
It succeeded by one.
I failed by two.
Damn.
Wait. I'm going to use my guidance to re-roll one of my dice.
Okay, cool.
I succeeded by two.
Yes, you succeeded by two, and that is awesome. How are you grappling this guy? Are you trying to like take him down or just like hold him steady, or are you trying to do something specific?
I will wrap my arms around his body to pin his arms down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're bear hugging him, basically?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you successfully managed to bear hug him. You see that both arms, one holding a shark and one holding a bird-laden stop sign, like snap down to his sides, and you hear like the clink of it like meeting with his little rail torso thing. God, I gotta describe these things better. And yeah, you've got a hold of him, and it definitely like turns its face to like stare eye to eye to you, even though all it's got is a little camera lens or whatever, and you just like see into this camera lens, and I want you to roll me a soul check, please.
What tier?
D6s.
Oh boy, howdy, this is gonna go great.
I'm sure soul is
you can do it,
very high
me.
On your list of of prominent abilities.
I only failed by three.
I mean, for D6s, it's pretty good.
That's not
it's
bad.
Not bad.
For having a soul of two, not two's terrible.
No, not bad. Not bad. Okay. So you stare into this thing's vacant camera lens eye. And as you like lock eyes with it, you see just almost as if it were some kind of like a tunnel into oblivion. You just see it like a kaleidoscope kind of in your vision a little bit and turn into this like just deep bottomless well of like shadow and smoke and like these kind of ephemeral figures seeming to kind of float through the smoke so that you can't quite see exactly what's going on.
Saying this isn't technically what would be. Well, never mind.
Okay. If you're saying this is not normal, no, this is certainly not normal. You've looked into Enoch's eye and said, "Oh, this is normal." This is certainly not. And so you see just down this like endless corridor of just like shadow and horror and nightmare. And you just feel this chill run down your spine, and you see like very, very deep into this well, a little red spark, and you hear in your head that same chuckle. And you feel like something like sinking its teeth into your brain a little bit. And we'll say that you'll take some damage from that because it's cooler if you do. Yeah, you take 11 damage as you feel something like grip at your mind. And like right as you feel it like sink its teeth into your mind, you feel something like snap back. And you feel this kind of renewed like sense of self. It's you. You felt it before, like this kind of protection from like your faith with Jocelyn, and you like snap back to reality, and you see this endless chasm kind of like close and you just are staring into you like this camera lens eye once again that looks just like Enoch's. So, did you want to do anything else with your turn? I think that that's enough, but having had that happen, did you want to let him go, keep him grappled?
No, I'm going to keep him grappled, but there's going to be like a growl that comes out of my chest.
Mm.
Like just rumbling there for a second.
Very mama bear energy. Like yeah, no, I would imagine not. Okay, so then we'll move on to Bart.
Did I notice that weird exchange between their looks?
Yeah, I would say, especially considering you are something of a spiritual creature yourself, you definitely see that there was like a extra physical supernatural like event that just occurred between the two of them. You don't know exactly. Well, I don't know. Roll me like a soul check, or if you have any kind of like occult or non-climbing related skills.
I have magic defense is the only quasi.
Nah, I'll just be a soul check then.
Soul check, D4s?
Yeah, sixes.
My soul is a 3, so I don't see this one.
You never know.
I rolled 2 sixes.
You have no idea. You honestly, you see this interaction and like the non-logical part of your brain that gets shut up really fast for 1 second says, oh, maybe they're in love. And then you go, no, that's stupid. And yeah.
All I know, the love thing's probably not true. So I'm going to do a ranged attack on its eyeball. I'm going to fly and try to poop on it so to blind it.
Nice.
Okay. Okay, that's certainly a way to do that.
I'm a go bird. For. I don't have a lot I can do.
That's true. What do you want to roll?
Just D4s, I guess.
Okay. I guess this will still be a physical attack. I think poop is very, very physical.
I was like, is that like a melee attack? Like,
so do I just my ranged attack number?
You'd be rolling under that, yeah. If you have any skills, obviously that would be added, but... I don't think you have any.
I lost by 2 then.
Well, he rolled 2 4s, so you got it. So
sweet.
he critical failed. He has been so enraptured with this like weird moment with Nova that it just does not register you at all, and all of a sudden it's just splat. And it's just whole lens is caked in white bird poop.
And then I'm going to kind of fly off, say good luck. And then fly over to all the kids that aren't going and like basically like squawk in their face. And if I'm still holding the stop sign, I'll like flash it at them.
Give me just a, I don't know, just a 50-50. If you roll less than half, I'll say you can steal the stop sign.
All right, rolling a D8. I rolled a 5, so sorry.
Okay, so yeah, you tried to take it with you and you just hear the squeak of your little talons slipping right off of the metal. But
well, I still poop in the thing's face and then fly over to the kids and say, I'll do it to you if you don't get out of here.
Okay. Let me see. Let me see how many kids you scare. Where's that dice?
Terrified and traumatized for the rest of their life. This is how bird fears start.
Yeah, I think this is getting too real for Kia.
Like, number one, the bird is talking.
Oh, shit.
Number two, it's threatening to shit on you.
Okay, so there are 12 kids that didn't go with Lucinda. I just made a number up, and I rolled a d12 to see how many ran, and I rolled a 12. So you're a fucking scary-ass bird, and every one of these little shits just immediately is like, nope, and runs into the school.
I'm sorry, if a giant-ass crow... Raven flew at me. It was like flapping at my face and shit. It wouldn't even have to talk. I'd be running screaming. So,
I mean, it's fair, but I did expect at least a couple of the kids to not run. But no, every single one of them, man, the little cowards. So then we'll move on to Kim. Sorry, not Kim. No, I'm looking at the wrong list. Oh, there it is. Veronica. Wow. Like, my dice were sitting over the list.
I was over here like, it's not going to be my turn for a long time. And I'm like,
also,
wait, what?
Your name is not Kim. It's Lucinda. Okay. Veronica, you are up.
Okay. So my plan was to actually blind him with, but that's already been done.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry to shit on your plans.
Zing! No,
that's the best one we've ever had.
It was good.
I was like, is that the first one? Do I need to start a new count? Yeah, sure.
You said he had, because I was going to use Milk of the Poppy to do it, but you said he has, like, what the fuck did you call it? Like,
organic,
material? Thank you. Shit. Mm-hmm. Organic components. So I'm actually going to go on ahead and do what I was going to do. But I'm just not going to aim at his eye. I'm going to just kind of spray Milk of the Poppy as much as I can over him and see if it seeps in to sedate him.
Okay. How does this work?
Will that work?
What exactly is the power that you're using? I can't remember what your stuff is.
I don't know.
I was about to say, apparently not. No. It was Randy.
I just kind of use it.
She was like just go with it, Aaron.
It's kind of like the vines. It's just kind of like they come out from the tattoos, and I can use like the aloe for healing and the poppy stuff for poisoning and stuff like that.
Right. I'm just curious which powers it uses. It still has to actually like have a base power that it operates off of. But it's the same thing as your healing though, right? Like it's like part of like that's where the last use of Milk of the Poppy was, right? Because you used it on Nova, I think. You just gooshed all over her.
I used aloe vera on her, yes. That was for the healing.
Gooshed.
You gooshed. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's not use that word anymore.
It sounds so gross.
I thought it would just be kind of like that's how I attack. Like that would be like an attack for me.
Because
that's how my powers were, you know, manifested was the tattoo.
Right. I mean, the way that things worked in Silver Age Sentinels had a lot more like just you could kind of make it up and roll with it. This stuff is a little more solidified in powers, but I will say that for Milk of the Poppy, considering it is what did you use last time? I don't know. It's a healing juice.
Aloe vera, yeah.
You produce things that are good for medicine, basically, is what I'm trying to get at. Mm-hmm. And so some of that would be anesthetics in some fashion or another. So I will let you roll a medicine check with your whatever stat you're using for healing. And we'll use that as that to see if you can, like, think through the process of like, oh no, I need this to like put it to sleep instead of heal it, or you know, I need something anesthetic versus like just good goop. We'll go with that. Sound appropriate?
Okay, so I'm doing a medicine check.
Yeah, plus whatever.
Not using my healing ability because that's not what I'm doing. I'm confused.
I'm giving you what you want in a way that works with the system. So you're not really using the power the way it's originally intended. You're using it in a way that you're trying to like cleverly devise a new medicinal use for your whatever substance you produce. So it's going to be a medicine check to see if you have the knowledge to do that. Plus whatever your base skill is or base attribute you use for healing.
Like reverse healing, so.
Yeah, basically. You're trying to use healing stuff as a weapon.
And I'm going to do it on a D6.
D6. All right. I'm assuming this is going to be a magic defense, so he will fail by 2.
I succeeded by 1.
Okay. Damn, you got it. Interesting. I'm not entirely sure how to... make
this robot goes to sleep.
Let's see, he's already blind, so he's already doesn't have any of his skill checks for that. I guess he will remain asleep until he can beat you at that check. So that's fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on the poppy, do you want me to put medicine check, contested check?
I think it's if you're putting them asleep. If you use it for something else, do you have another? Is that all it does? Put people to sleep?
Well, it can be used as a sedative, a poison, or a drug, depending. Because the way that I was thinking of it whenever I created it was like as I got better, like medicine wise and stuff like that, healing and stuff, the stronger the levels I could use. So like right now I'm choosing just to use it as a sedative.
What we'll do is it'll be similar to your healing medicine check. when you just use medicine to patch someone up versus like your actual power. So we'll say that you can make a medicine check to put someone to sleep using your goop once a day, just like you would normally be able to heal someone with your medicine skill. It'll work like that. Sound good?
Okay. And it'll be a contested check?
Yeah, yeah. So it's okay. Your mind plus medicine against their magic defense, since it's a magical substance that you're generating with your skin. I don't know. That's weird.
It comes from the, like, it literally like, comes out of the tattoo, is what I'm envisioning it as.
Still, like, on your skin. You ooze. You ooze medicine. It's gross.
I didn't say it wasn't messy.
Okay, yeah, so.
I just think of an infected tattoo. Like, all I think of.
It's
like
not that. Infected, guys.
Yeah, so you see this sentinel. Veronica just like hurls this goop, gooshes the goop at the sentinel. And you see,
I'm still just laying on the ground too. Like, I didn't even get up. Yeah. Like, I just kind of rolled over and just shot it at him.
Very action hero.
Grossed out.
And so you see this milky substance. God, this is so gross. You see the smoky substance just like splash onto like that microwave chest of his or its. Uh-huh. I don't know. It's a
that
sentinel.
I'm bear hugging.
Yeah, so it like flies over your shoulder dramatically. I don't know. It hits his head. How about that? It hits his head and seeps into the camera lens eye. Like, you see it like seep into the cracks that are around it, and into like the skull head square thing of this sentinel, which actually makes more sense to put it to sleep, I guess, in that particular instance. And as it does so, you see that that camera lens kind of like close back into its head, so it was like sitting flush with its head, which you guys have seen Enoch do when he's like just kind of chilling and not thinking about stuff. And you see its head kind of like plunk over to the side, and you see its skin start to slowly fade from that red back to the blue, and it stops making that crackly, hissy, chuckling noise.
And I'm like, Nova, don't touch that liquid. Don't touch it.
Easier said than done. You threw it at me.
But I didn't hit you with it, so just don't touch it.
I'll sling the robot over my shoulder, being careful trying not to touch this weird stuff.
Yeah, so you guys have a now sleepy and peaceful robot again, and that's what we're going to call it, because it's like 60 minutes or 90 minutes long here. So
there's a lot of shit.
Not that you're going to cover.
I know. Yeah, I know.
18 minutes of gameplay.
But that's also a very valid place to end it. So, yes.
I would like to heal Nova, though.
We can do that in the next bit, if you'd like.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Okay. So, yeah, that is the wrap there. So... Bye.
Oh boy. Woo.
Hey folks, before we get to the bloopers, just want to do a little housekeeping. Feel free to check us out on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We love to hear from our fans and love to have little chats. And also head to our website. There you can buy the Infinite Ultra gamebook and all other things Infinite Ultra that don't quite exist yet. And we also have a Patreon if you'd like to support the show. Also, as per usual, leave a rating and a review. They really do help a lot. And now, on to the bloopers. Yeah, we've seen how flirting goes in this game.
I'm just bad at it. I'm sorry.
Why do a podcast if you can't flirt with your friends? I don't know.
Why even play RPGs if you can't flirt with your friends?
Exactly.
I mean, really. If you can't role play banging your friends, why are you even doing it?
I'm gonna write that down.
I'll
just to remember
it.
That.
Stop it.
I've got an outtake.
Justin, why aren't you shaking your
I succeeded by two.
Sorry.
That is a statement. Why aren't you shaking your cat? Look at you just loving it and nuzzling
just
it.
Being all sweet. And I'm like, oh, maybe I was wrong by shaking my cat.
Okay.